Hello, this is David Snyder, president of BIMI, welcoming you to Moments for Missions with Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today's episode is being re-aired in honor of Dr. Don Sisk.
Well, yesterday we heard about Dr. Don Sisk and his wife, Virginia. Did you have any children at that time, Dr. Sisk?
Oh, yeah. Renee was 12 years old. Okay. Kim was 4 years old.
All right. They had two young children, and they went to Japan, couldn't speak the language, couldn't drive on the right side of the road, didn't know how to eat the food. Now, pick up there and just tell us what God did while you were in Japan.
Well, we studied Japanese 5 days a week, 2 hours a day with the teacher. And, of course, to get ready for that class took 2 or 3 hours. So we'd spend 5 or 6 hours every day studying Japanese. Mm. And at that time, Dave Markham had been in Japan 9 months. Ron White had been there 1 month when I got there. So the three of us were working in a little mission called Nishinomiya Baptist Church. Okay. And we did that for about 9 months. And after I'd been there 9 months, I decided I'm going to preach in Japanese.
Okay.
And I tried, JB. But it was a little room, and the room got stuffy. There was a kerosene heater in there, about 15, 20 people there. And I got so fouled up in the language, got off my notes. And when I tried to finish that night, one of the Christians prayed like this, "Dear Lord, we love and appreciate Brother Sis, but we didn't understand what he said." Now, that was funny in 2021, but it wasn't funny in 1965.
No, you're right.
And I met with Dave and Ron the next Friday. We'd meet every Friday morning, 5 o'clock for prayer meeting. And I told him, "I want y'all to pray for me, that God will give me a good Bible-believing fundamental Baptist interpreter."
Mm-hmm.
And they laughed. They thought I was joking.
Uh-huh.
I said, no. God has laid on my heart, I need to start a church. And the only way I can do that is to find the interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a Christmas party, sat beside a young man that began to speak English to me. I could look at him, he's Japanese, but he was speaking English as well as I could, you know. And come find out, he had been to Pennsylvania to college. While he was in Pennsylvania, he got saved. Went to Word of Life Camp, got saved. Mm-hmm. And Jack Wirtgen discipled him himself. He came back to me, and he was sitting there beside of me. And he said, now, it was December, okay, Christmas, a little bit before Christmas. He said, now, next August, I'm going back to Dallas Seminary. But he said, until then, I'd like to work with a missionary.
Uh-huh.
That's probably, Brother J.B., the greatest answer to prayer I've ever seen.
That's wonderful. You know?
And he was an excellent interpreter. I mean, he knew Japanese well. Of course, he was Japanese, and he knew English so well. And he was the one that told me about Cindy Newtown.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard of the place. And he came to our house one night. Virginia fried chicken, that was his favorite thing. And so he liked that, and we had a wonderful time. And he said, I'd like for you to come out and see a new town. He said, before it was mountains, they bulldozed the mountain down, put it out in the sea. By the way, that's where the airport is.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they built high-rise apartments everywhere. And I went out there, and as soon as I got off the train that day and looked at that place, I knew that was where God wanted to start a church.
Uh-huh. And we're going to hold off today and have you tomorrow tell us about one of the first people who came to church and what happened there. But
okay,
how did you actually, what did you do to get started, pass out tracts, invite people? How'd you go about that?
Well, we just, you know, Brother Cates and I got together and we decided, okay, we're going to start with a meeting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some 50,000 pamphlets printed and we went door to door passing them out. We stood at the train station, passed them out. We had loudspeakers. We'd go around town telling about the meeting we're going to have and so forth. And it was the first Friday night in February of 1966.
All right. Come back tomorrow and we're going to continue with that story, an exciting story.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341. Or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.